February 18, The Daily Stoic. Prepare for the storm. This is the true athlete, the person in rigorous training against false impressions. Remain firm, you who suffer. Don't be kidnapped by your impressions. The struggle is great, the task divine, to gain mastery, freedom, happiness, and tranquility. Epictetus Discourses 2.18.27-28. Epictetus also used the metaphor of a storm, saying that our impressions are not unlike extreme weather that can catch us and whirl us about. When we get worked up or passionate about an issue, we can relate. But let's think about the role of the weather in modern times. Today, we have forecasters and experts who can fairly accurately predict storm patterns. Today, we are defenseless against a hurricane only if we refuse to prepare or heed the warnings. If we don't have a plan, if we never learned how to put up the storm windows, then we will be at the mercy of this external and internal elements. We're still puny human beings compared to 100-mile-per-hour winds, but we have the advantage of being able to prepare, being able to struggle against them in a new way. A Year with C.S. Lewis, Competition Rather Than Courtesy. If the fixed nature of matter prevents it from being always and is in its dispositions, equally agreeable even to a single soul, much less as it is possible for the matter of the universe at any moment to be distributed so that it is equally convenient and pleasurable to each member of society. If a man traveling in one direction is having a journey downhill, a man going in the opposite direction must be going uphill. If even a pebble lies where I want it to lie, it cannot, except by coincidence, be where you want it to lie. And this is very far from being an evil. On the contrary, it furnishes occasion for which those acts of courtesy, respect, and unselfishness by which love and good humor and modesty express themselves. But it certainly leaves the way open to a great evil, that of competition and hostility. And if souls are free, they cannot be prevented from dealing with the problem by competition instead of courtesy. And once they have advanced to actual hostility, they can then exploit the fixed nature of matter to hurt one another. The permanent nature of wood, which enables us to use it as a beam, also enables us to use it for hitting our neighbor on the head. The permanent nature of matter is, in general, means that when the human begins fight, the victory ordinarily goes to those who have superior weapons, skill, and numbers, even if their cause is unjust. From The Problem of Pain. Jesus Calling. He is with you. These four words are like a safety net, protecting you from falling into despair. Because you are human, you will always have ups and downs in your life experience. But the promise of His presence limits how far down you can go. Sometimes you feel as if you are in a free fall, when people or things you have counted on let you down. Yet as soon as you remember that He is with you, your perspectives change radically. Instead of bemoaning your circumstances, you can look to Him for help. You recall that not only is He with you, He is holding you by His right hand, by your right hand. He is guiding you with His counsel, and afterward, He will take you into glory. This is exactly the perspective you need, the reassurance of His presence and the glorious hope of heaven. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Zephaniah 3:17. Yet I am always with you. You hold me by your right hand, by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And the earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 73:23-26.